Is a certain town cool? Of course, it depends on how one assesses coolness. My own standards include the presence of real public art. Unless the whole town is a historic district or some other good excuse, no real public art, not an officially cool town. What qualifies as real public art? There are lots of provisos. To me, real public art can't have a commercial motive or be made of fiberglass, and usually it's interchangeable anyway. Sorry, Dinosaur Land, Yogi Bear campgrounds, many regional zoos. Sorry, big fiberglass apples of the Winchester region. No mixed statues of Hamburglar. And no matter how eye-catching a rooftop inflated Godzilla or a wacky waving arms inflatable tube man can be, if they're at car dealerships, they don't count. Also, can't be old. I do love old art, but it doesn't count toward a town's coolness points. Memorials to the fallen of World War I or whatever were planned by people who are long gone from the town's scene. Towns you can't skate by on the aesthetic merits of your grandmother's generation. And let's just say no memorials, period, since the primary motive there is not to make art, but instead to pay tribute, usually by committee design, to whoever the subject is. Real public art can't be on a college campus, unless you're allowed to park your car without penalty and go take a look. Generally, art on a campus means only that the sponsoring college is cool, not necessarily the town it's located in. And to me, real public art almost always can't be cut from flat slabs of metal. Those darn steel-altered slabs are just too quick and easy. They're the cutout plywood shapes of metal. Better than having no art at all, but just barely. Some of the region's biggest and boldest examples of this apparently scarce real public art are the mighty, random, giant, rusty steel flower pot and watering can of Stanton. Stanton was already cool, but those sculptures earned Stanton my Nobel Prize for real public art-induced town coolness. Downtown Harrisonburg recently boosted its town coolness points in a big way with artsy features near the library corner, including the library's Mockingbird mosaic and Reading Kids bronze, a boulder fountain in the visitor's center garden, a stone minimalist fountain wall thing in a pocket park, just a few examples. I'm Terry Ward with this Eye on Art.